I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 3rd. The city of Quincy has taken the next step in creating a combined performing arts center and Adams Presidential Center in Quincy Center. The city has awarded a $150,000 contract to Schwartz Silver Architects of Boston back in January to produce a feasibility design for the combined center. The firm was selected out of 30 who submitted bids on the project. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch has proposed tearing down the Monroe Building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center and creating the new Combined Performing Arts Center and Adams Presidential Center. The city purchased the Monroe Building for $15 million in 2021 using federal pandemic relief funds. The 1929 building is on the National Register of Historic Places. An initial plan to create a new 15-story tower for Quincy College at that site was rejected by the city council. During this year's State of the City address, the mayor said he now wants to create a combined performing arts center and Adams Presidential Center at that site. He says the city would create the performing arts center with a capacity of between 1,000 and 1,500 people that could be used for professional performances. The nonprofit Adams Presidential Center would be responsible for creating its own exhibition space. The Quincy City Council will hear a proposed resolution on Monday in response to the recent embezzlement conviction of former Elder Services Director Tom Clasby. Ward 6 Councilor Deb Riley will introduce the measure, calling for the city to conduct a comprehensive review of the city's purchasing, accounting, human resources, municipal finance, and information technology processes to identify and address any vulnerabilities or gaps that allowed for the misuse of public funds. The 61-year-old Clasby pleaded guilty to charges that he stole over $100,000 from the Elder Services Department. He has not yet been sentenced. The measure also recommends an independent consultant or auditor to assist in the review and provide a presentation to the City Council within 30 days. Councilors David Jacobs, Virginia Ryan, Maggie McKee, and Susan Yen joined Riley in introducing that resolution. Two people were hit by a van in Brockton yesterday morning, and one of them died. This happened just after 6:30 yesterday morning. Near the intersection of North Main Street and Livingston Road, the van did stop after the crash. When police arrived, they found two people in the road, a man and a woman in their 40s. The woman died at the scene. The man was rushed to a nearby hospital. No word on his condition. Their names have not been released. There was debris scattered across the pavement after the crash, including a pink bag and a water bottle. There was also a large dent in the van's hood. Not clear yet what caused the crash or if the driver will be charged. State and local police are investigating. The van was towed from the scene. In data released yesterday, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said 352 people died on Massachusetts roads in 2025. The closed Showcase Cinema in Randolph has a new owner after a $9 million sale, but the fate of the former theater is still not known. State land records show that National Amusements sold the property on March 18th to a Boston-based real estate developer, Core Investments. The firm says it's not ready to reveal its future plans for the site. The movie theater has over 112,000 square feet on a 13.5-acre site. The three-level theater opened in 1997 with 16 screens seating over 2,000 people. The site sits along Route 139, a major commercial corridor off Route 24. The movie theater's last day of operations was on March 1st. National Amusements was acquired by Paramount Skydance in 2025 for $2.4 billion. The closure of Showcase Cinema Deluxe in Randolph leaves it with only seven other locations in Massachusetts, four in New York, one in Rhode Island, and one in Ohio. The State Senate Ways and Means Committee proposing to spend $1 million on a public education campaign about the risks of cannabis in a supplemental budget released on Wednesday. It's a step that would, for the first time in more than 5 years, bring the state into compliance with a new state law requiring a science-based public awareness campaign about the health risks associated with marijuana and THC consumption. The proposal follows reports showing that despite the states collecting more in marijuana taxes than ever before, the legislature has failed to fund a public health campaign. The state brought in roughly $290 million from marijuana sales in the last fiscal year. And the $1 million allocation falls short of the $1.5 million requested by the Cannabis Control Commission and represents only a small portion of overall cannabis-related revenue. Doctors and others who work with young people and addiction and mental health report a growing concern about the impact of frequent use of high-potency THC products on young people's brains. They see cannabis-induced psychosis, addiction, anxiety, and other serious mental health effects in their teen and young adult patients. A growing body of research also links young users' heavy use to increased risk for psychosis, schizophrenia, and other problems. The House version of the supplemental budget did not include funding for the awareness campaign. Senate is expected to debate and vote on its proposal next week, after which lawmakers will need to reconcile differences before any funding is finalized. Quincy's own New England Free Jacks Major League Rugby team will visit San Diego tomorrow to take on Legion California in round one action. The three-time champions opened this year's season with a loss to Anthem last Saturday. Coach Ryan Martin says 70% of this year's team are new players. The Free Jacks home opener at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy is next Saturday at 4 p.m. as they take on Old Glory D.C. Public is invited to a Titletown block party before the game. Major League Rugby is in its eighth season of play ahead of the Rugby World Cup coming to the U.S. in 2031. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 61. The NASDAQ rose 38. And the S&P added 7. Asian stocks are higher. The dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil is now over $111 a barrel. In sports, opening day at Fenway Park today, Red Sox and Padres at 2:10 this afternoon. The Panthers beat the Bruins 2-1 last night in Florida. The Bees head to Tampa Bay, take on the Lightning tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Tonight, the Celtics are in Milwaukee against the Bucks at 8. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly cloudy and turning mild, a high of 69. For tonight, cloudy and a low 50. Tomorrow, lots of clouds, a high of 60, but temperatures will fall throughout the day tomorrow. Easter Sunday, scattered showers, high of 66. Lots of sunshine on Monday and a high 51. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves, winds southeast 5 to 10, then becoming southerly, increasing 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 knots at a high tide at 1:12 p.m. Sunrise 6:22, sets at 7:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 3rd.